previously on 2 Past Midnight. And yeah, so you guys are going along, and then all of a sudden, you hear, pop, and the truck starts to veer off to the right.
Motherfucker.
I think we blew a tire.
No, he's fired shots.
North of the road, about 100 meters, fire.
Shoot Murph right in the psyche. He's almost dead anyway.
So six is other people that have not changed to shoot yet.
People?
Yep.
As in...
Well, yeah, that was pluralized.
Not singular people?
Yes, plural.
Oh, there it is! But there's three. Three, but there's the one that takes the gun out.
Roll me a hit location.
2. That should be chest.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, because 5 is arms, right?
Yeah, but I was... Okay, I'm realizing something. 1, originally I was treating it as woods, which it's not. It's foliage, so I added in the extra minus this time that I did not add on to Kyle's. So in lieu of that, I'm going to say that all of those hit, because there shouldn't be cover in the foliage ones. So it should have been on the ranged attack, not cover. So the other thing still happened with the other guy, took damage, got suppressed. This guy takes 2, 3, it's gone. That was number 2, right, Emmett?
Yes, number 2.
Okay, the guy to the far west gets taken out. Murph, you're up.
Can he push himself back so that he's under the truck?
You can use a fast action to take partial cover if that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So, yes, you could say that's moving back into the truck, but that's going to be your fast action to do that. And I'll say that works as partial cover. But then that means you're partial cover, not prone, which means they won't take the negative on the ranged attack. It'll be the 2 hit location.
Well, that's why
I was saying. You have the option on which one you want to modify your position.
That's why I was saying, because if he's prone right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next to the truck.
Okay, before we go further into this conversation, the two do not stack. It's either partial cover or prone. You have to pick one or the other. So you could do it for fluff reasons, he goes underneath it, or you could do it as like for cover reasons. You know what I mean? But if you're taking partial cover, it does not stack with prone.
And partial cover and prone are the same thing, minus wise, right?
No. Partial cover does not give you any minuses on your attack. It's just for hit location. Whereas prone is actually a negative on the attack roll. Hit locations are unaffected by prone.
So no point in moving. So he's not going to move. He is going to fast aim and shoot at the middle guy on the right side. So number 7.
You're doing fast aim?
Yes.
So you're going to aim and shoot this turn, correct, is what you're saying. Okay, that's not a bonus from the scope, because you only get the bonus if you do slow aim. That plus 1 is a slow aim standing. The plus 2 is a slow aim bipod or supported by like the ground. So it would just be a flat range attack roll. Okay, just letting you know. Just make sure you don't add the scope in, Wazell.
No, because that's within my range increment anyway, so it's an A and an A.
Yeah, minus 2 for the terrain he's in. And then should be a minus 1 because he's prone. Because if I can't have him have cover, he should have been prone. Same with the other guy and all these other ones. I'm just not going to retcon them. Because they can't have cover. So minus 3 total.
1 success.
All right, roll me a hit location.
6.
Oh, shit!
Yes!
Off the dome.
All right, so that's a 4-3 crit, right?
That is.
On that 50 cal?
Let me just make sure I'm right.
Yeah, 4-3 crit. So that means his helmet reduces it down to a normal crit instead of a 1 over the crit, and he's dead.
Headshot.
So that guy's dead too. Yep. And then it's their turn, and there's only one dude left. He is at 150 50. So that's second, third range increment. So minus 2. Minus 1 for prone. Throw in some ammo dice. Ah, fuck it. I'm going to roll in the chat. And he's going to open up on Murph. He's going to shoot at Murph. Roll coolness under fire, Murph. Because I got nothing and a bullet die.
He is suppressed.
And that's 1 point of stress.
Oh, no! No, that's two! He's going to have to...
Oh, crap.
So that means not only are you suppressed, you're incapacitated by stress now.
Yeah, he's at his level again. Not over, he's at it.
Yeah, so incapacitated by stress. Yeah. Stan.
Oh, this isn't going good.
Stanislav is going to remain prone and cover the woman with his body.
Okay.
So he's giving her partial cover, full cover, something in that nature. I don't know.
Yep, yep, yep.
Get off me, you creep.
That's not the way she sounds. Stop taking over NPCs.
She's also very unconscious.
And probably very American.
Isn't two characters enough for you?
You don't get any more NPCs. All right, so... Was it Harrison? Is he up next? Harrison got suppressed on his last turn, so he's prone on the other side of the vehicle. Go, Harrison.
Harrison will... He'll stand up over the bed of the truck and fire to the one guy that's still up.
Okay, that's going to be a negative 2 for a quick shot, plus a negative 3, or another negative 2 for the range increment, I believe. And another negative 1 because he's prone, and another negative 2 for the terrain. So negative 2, negative 4, negative 5, negative 7. You want to take that shot?
He stands up, doesn't see any of the targets, and goes back down.
I don't see nobody to shoot at.
Okay. Gordon, it's your turn.
Probably firing with a C and a D on this one, correct?
-2, -2, -1, so it should be -5 total for you. Because terrain, prone, range. Because he should be in the third range increment, right?
Yes. So an A and a B becomes a D and a D. D and a D. And just for kicks, 2 ammo dice this time. Ha ha ha. 1 successful shot.
Do you want to push that roll?
No. I already got an explosion on my head.
All right. So he takes 2 points of damage. And next it's Emmett.
Well, actually, after that last round, I lost 1 reliability on the weapon. So the 240 actually seized up on me. It jams. It completely just whoo-tong, and whatever Stanislav had done to repair it just blows apart. So I drop prone down to Psalms to grab a hold of it, and that's probably going to be my whole turn, is to basically get Psalms up out of the back of the truck and get ready from a partial cover prone position in the back of the truck.
Sounds good. Sounds good. It's his turn again. He's going to shoot at Murph again. Here we go. That's 2 successes.
Oh, no. That's a success and a bullet die. Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to roll a D6. Yep, you roll D6 for a hit location.
No. Headshot.
That's fine.
Oh, no.
Helmet. Wait, hold on. Didn't you already take a shot in the head last time?
Yes.
Did you roll for ablation on the armor?
Did not.
No.
Roll a D6 for that helmet.
3.
Okay, it is not ablated.
Ooh. So close.
2 points of damage total after the helmet absorbs some, and roll for ablation again.
3 again on ablation.
Okay, so not ablated again. And Stan. Oh, coolness under fire. And then Stan's turn.
I'm already incapacitated.
Why, he's already drooling and gibbering to himself.
From last turn, you might not be incapacitated. You might not. Oh, you're incapacitated by stress. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, stress. He's psychologically out.
Right.
That's
sorry.
Why I thought it was funnier shooting at the guy that's laying there.
Yeah. Well, incapacitated by stress isn't dead. You might move on to the next target after this next turn. Stanislav.
Stanislav is going to maintain covering the woman.
Okay. Harrison.
Harrison's going to stand up and balance his rifle on the back of the bed. And can he do a slow aim from here?
So it would be... He could start a quick aim, this one. You could put Overwatch on that hex.
Perfect.
If you want to. Whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, he basically stands up and aims.
Yeah. Okay. Top of the round. Gordon, you've been... What were you doing last turn? You were shooting at him, right?
Yeah, I took a shot.
Okay. I'm going to... And you didn't do anything else other than shoot at him after you shot at him, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to say you have Overwatch on his hex, just like Harrison does.
Okay.
Okay. Emmett, you changed guns, so you don't have Overwatch on that hex. This is what we're going to do now. We're going to roll a flat range combat roll to see who gets to shoot first between the three of us, between me, Harrison, and Emmett.
No negatives?
Nope. Flat range combat roll.
No, you, Harrison, and Gordy, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Me, Harrison, and Gordy. Sorry.
Oh, what is up, Russian soldier?
Harrison got two successes.
Man!
All right. Everybody, tell the audience what you got. Gordon, what'd you get?
I got one success.
Private Dale Harrison, what'd you get?
I got me two successes.
And the Russian soldier got three successes on this. Okay, so he goes first. So this is what I'm going to do.
Nope, can't breathe.
Because I was shooting at Murph. Gordon also had taken shots at him. Murph is incapacitated by stress. Harrison popped up. I'm not 100% sure who this person's next target is. So between Gordon, Emmett, Murph, and Harrison, I want all of you to roll a d12. Nope, percentile dice. Roll percentile.
Midland roll for Kyle. Yep.
Right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Emmett got a 63.
Murph got an 80. And what did Harrison get?
67.
All right, so the shot's coming at Gordon.
Kyle, you ready to build another character?
Another character?
Yep.
Here we go. Actually, I forgot something. He needed to reload.
I just peed.
You son of a bitch. Spent all that suspense. Oh, I forgot. He had to reload. He's out of mode.
Oh, you are a monster. That so was not even intentional.
Wait, hold on. He tries to take a fast action to reload. Succeeds. So now he has a slow action left to take this shot at another -2. So let me roll that. Really shitty roll at Gordon. But it might work out. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Things have happened.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Stanislav, you're still covering up the woman. Harrison,
yep.
You're up. Oh, wait. Sorry, everyone. Gordon and Harrison... Do your shots.
Shoot him.
In the
negative
order,
five.
Harrison, then Gordon.
Well, then I'll wait and see what Harrison does first.
Yeah,
I was Harrison. Gonna push anyway, it's just FYI.
It's a -2 for terrain, -2 for range, -1 because he's prone, so -5.
So D and a D.
Mm-hmm.
Miss and a 1.
All right, Gordon.
That would be a miss and a 1.
Oh, come on, guys. Oh, come on.
Emmett, you're up.
All right, for Emmett, is it still... What is the new weapon? It is...
A 2-3 crit.
Range of 6. So...
So he should be in the third range increment also. So that should be a -5 for you also.
-5 for me also. +1, so yep.
With your +1 for machine gunner, -4.
-4, so that brings me down to C and a C. I'm back the ammo off just a hair. And we are... All right, so C and a C. 1 success, 2 bullet die.
Yep, that sounds right.
It's not going to matter what hit location because it's going to be a crit no matter what. Describe your kill.
Well, I mean, everybody's just basically spraying and praying, and Emmett just... Honestly, as he gets down and gets on behind Psalms, he just takes that extra breath that everybody else didn't during that fire back and forth. And he just opened her up. I mean, Psalms is almost an extension of himself, so that's why switching off the 240 onto Psalms, he was able to drop that guy.
Into the tree line and just... You don't hear any more shots coming from it. And we're out of initiative. What do you guys want to do?
Scordon looks up. He was the one that saw everything initially, so he's kind of taking the binoculars back out and just surveys the area just to make sure. And he...
I think we got them all. So, whew. That was a close one. We... Should we go see if there's anything on them we could use, or should we skedaddle?
Is everyone all right? Harrison, how are you?
The truck has a flat on the front right, which means it's immobile.
Which means no skedaddling.
I took a shot, Miss Stan, but I'm up. I'm all right.
Harrison, come here. Come here, let me look at you.
I'm coming.
And Stanislav is going to treat Harrison.
Okay.
Emmett will bail over the side of the truck and head over to Murph.
Okay.
He's going to basically flip Murph over and grab him by the front of his shirt and... Hey! You snap out of it, soldier! I need you!
You know what? You should have rolled coolness under fire, by the way, for when Murph... was incapacitated by stress because he's your buddy. Sorry.
That's why Murph got hit.
So roll coolness under fire. Point of stress for Emmett. I knew I forgot something.
2 successes to treat Harrison.
That's some good medical.
Yep. But you need to roll command though, Emmett. On Murph.
Nope, that's a nothing in a failure. Or a 1. Yeah.
So what does that look like, Chris, with Murph?
I don't know if you can tell if he's incapacitated or dying.
What do you mean?
Well, he's got 5 damage and 4 stress. So it is too much. Too much. It's all too much. It's too much. He's just laying there mumbling to himself. Because he's leaking heavy. And he's out of it. It's all too much.
Were you incapacitated by damage too, or just stress?
Just stress.
Okay. What's your hit capacity is 6?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
While he's mumbling, Emmett will then take him and just basically toss him up in the back of the truck. Holler over at Stanislav. Hey! I need you to take him to look at another one.
I see him. After he's done treating Harrison, he's going to go treat Murph.
Thank you, Miss Stan. Murph all right?
He will be okay. He just needs some time and a little bit of care, huh? You trust old Stannis Wolf. We'll patch him up.
By the way, it's like a stretch for each of them. So it would be like 2 stretches.
Okay.
Okay, so what is...
That was one success for Murph.
Okay, so what is Gordon and Emmett doing while Stanislav is treating Harrison and Murph?
Captain, let's go see if these things have anything useful that we can use, or perhaps a clue as to where they operate out of.
Gordon, why don't you take Harrison with you out there, check what they've got.
Harrison's being treated by Stanislav for a stretch.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that's what... So is he treating Harrison and Murph at the same time?
It's going to take two stretches to treat them both.
Okay.
So if you want to wait...
Yeah. Gordon and Harrison, I want you guys to go check and see what they've got. I would like to use the... Do we still have the tire spare part that we found from the farmhouse?
Sure.
That's what we rolled for from the farmhouse. So we haven't, yeah, sure. If we haven't used that spare part, I would say Emmett will change a tire.
I'm going to say it's still a tech roll.
Well, then Emmett is going to wait for Stanislav to change a tire.
Okay.
He's not same tire. It requires patching, you know. It's like glue in their plug hole.
That's fine. Emmett will then, once Stanislav does his two stretches, he will aid in the vehicle repairs.
Okay.
Harrison, let's go over and see if these yahoos have a pack of cigarettes or something fun.
Okay, Gordo. I go with you. Is it okay if I call you Gordo?
Ah, it would be our pleasure.
All right, let's go see what those guys got. I hope Murph's okay.
He's you say in your tough bastard. No threats. He'll be fine. He just he's been a rough day for everybody. Let's just say that.
He definitely a bastard.
So, myself and Harrison are going to go over and start shaking trees and looking for people and combing through bodies.
All right, so that first one, you see the first guy that shot has a sniper rifle, that same Dragunov that...
Ah.
And you recognize once you're up there that they're Soviet soldiers.
We keep running into the military here. They, you guys sure do have a vendetta on you. Must be a heck of a price on your head. They're all after you guys.
You think maybe they just watching the road?
He has one magazine minus one round.
Yeah, well, we shall take this. This is another good long-range weapon. If we ever have the joys of being on the defensive front, we can all poster up with these kind of things. Thankfully, this guy was not as adept as that the lady you talked about at your prior sniper.
He did shoot that damn tire. I thought we just blew it out.
That's true. Yeah, the moving target. All right, should be a few more guys here.
So as you go around through the brush line, you see you come across the other guys where they were posted, and each one of them, they had AK-74s and seven reloads.
Nice.
Worth of ammo for the AK-74. And roll me a scavenging roll.
That's survival, correct?
Yep.
Two successes.
Roll me percentile twice.
It's totally going to be ammo this time.
47 and a 64.
This is fucking hilarious. So the one guy...
Isn't it always?
You're searching through his stuff, and they also, in total, have two food rations on them and two water rations each.
Ah.
And you find the one had a packet of, like you're seeing, like, a pouch of theirs. They had, like, six CDs in there. And it's like Beatles. It's like a best of Beatles collection, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. and
back in the USSR.
Yeah, the other one, when you see him, like, he's got this what originally looks like a like some sort of club or a staff or something, but like as you get closer, you're like, it's a hockey stick.
Get the fuck out.
Not even joking.
That's amazing.
It counts as a club.
That just made my whole night. The Canadian finds a hockey stick.
Of course the Canadian finds a Russian. Hockey stick.
Yeah.
On a Russian.
But you recognize him. You realize he was on the Soviet Olympic team. Like a few, you know, before the war started, like when the last Olympics before everything went to shit. You're like, holy shit, that's insert Soviet name here.
Harrison, check this out. This is the weirdest thing. This is Sergei Rigarian. He was a defenseman for the mid-level Russian team during the last Olympics. Oh, his team was much better than the Canadian team that year. So, yeah, but it looks like I got the last laugh on them. The Canadians did. Oh my goodness! Do you mind if I play with this hockey stick? I think I grew up with this kind of thing.
You want to play hockey with some rocks out here?
After a day like this, this is a wonderful sign. Just this is a sign of, you know, this is nice. This is a good time.
Yeah, and even on the tape, on the handle, is like the Soviet flag. Like, this is like the hockey stick he had at the Olympics.
You think he carried that around with him everywhere? Or did he use that to, like, aim or something?
I think if we had rushed them and gotten in a close bit of melee with this man, you would have had to ducked, because this was going to be aimed right towards your head. As a defenseman, he was, the goon? He was one of the guys that absolutely would headhunt your best player and attempt to knock him out of the game. Hockey, it is a beautiful sport. You should try it, Harrison. I shall teach you. We have the stick. I shall teach you all about national hockey.
I didn't really follow hockey much, but I like it when they fight.
Then you would have liked this man. Rest in peace, my friend. Thank you for the gift. Just the biggest smile on Gordon's face as he kind of just slings it over his back and just kind of holds it there, and he's just like...
It's so fucking funny. That is so amazing that now we have a Canadian. Oh, God.
Sure enough.
You know, and what's also cool is, like you were saying about, like, if you get in close, like, the more we get towards, like, Krakow, and, like, you guys start having to, you know, because maybe there'll be urban combat at some point, maybe there won't, but, like, melee is not going to take the same negatives that, like, range shit does in those close quarters things.
We found out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you could start going after people with hockey sticks.
That's awesome.
It's totally that meme where they're like getting ready to go in the door. There's like the guy with the boxing gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy's got the guitar. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's really funny. Oh, God. All right. So that's what you find. Rations and everything. Other than that, that's about it.
It's a good day.
But we're at the end of the shift at this point. Like, this is the end of the shift now. You wouldn't be able to go another hex.
Captain Nimitz, I have patched up Murphy as best as I can. It will require more time. The woman is still recovering. We have much work to do on the truck. But I think we should get off the road.
Yeah, let's try and cover where we're at. We'll set up camp here. I mean, we've got two down. We've got to patch up the truck, and I need you to take a look at that 240. Pretty sure it shot a spring out at me, or I don't know what happened, but
Yes, I heard. I heard it stop. It must have been repair, bad part. We'll require additional piece, I'm sure, to fix. I will look. But first, vehicle. We fix vehicle.
Right. We need to get up and mobile first.
Okay. Someone should stay with woman. Make sure she is all right. And Murph. And he does not seem like he is doing well in the head, you know? He's a little off.
It doesn't seem like he's doing well at all.
He keeps babbling about too much. I think he is learning now.
And he's bleeding like a stuck hog.
I have stopped much of bleeding. He will recover. But we'll take additional time. He needs rest, as much as the rest of them do.
All right, well, I'm here for you. I can do whatever you need to do as far as trying to get this truck back up and running.
I do not need your help with truck. Do something else.
In a much less rude way. No, I've got an A and an A.
Right, so right. There, you don't need the bonus. So then...
I don't need your help.
I would say if we can... Whatever we got to do to get the truck kind of more off the road, it would be more of a setup camp.
You're going to be fixing reliability at that point on the truck is the problem. That's ultimately what it is, Jeremy. Like, that's what it boils down right to with the tire spare part. So it works the same way as normal fixing reliability of a truck.
Time-wise. Okay, so... Right, for reliability, it's a stretch, but I don't think it requires a part.
I mean, we've already established the tire spare part, so.
Yeah. No. It does require...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a broken item.
Yeah.
So we're just increasing the reliability. Yep. Yeah, okay, so if it's broken, it requires a spare part, but just to increase the reliability, it doesn't require a spare part, so it's moot.
Yeah, so it will require the spare part, but how much reliability you increase the truck by depends on your roll, if I remember correctly. Right? Number of successes, isn't it?
Restoring a reduced reliability rating before the item is broken also requires a shift of repairs and a tech roll, but no spare part is needed. The reliability is increased by 1 for every success rolled up to its listed value.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's an A and an A. And... No, I'm gonna push that.
Okay.
2 successes.
Okay.
No stress.
Yep. So it is now reliability of 3. The truck is
5.
No. I'm saying it reduced the reliability of the truck to 0 when it damaged that part.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
I thought you told me it reduced it by 1.
No.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, I misunderstood then. I thought it was at...
So
we did need the spare part.
Right.
And it's a reliability of 2 now.
Yes.
Got you. I missed the part where it was broken.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It is inoperable broken from the... Yeah.
Got you. He's not broken now.
Yeah. All right. But that takes a stretch or a shift?
Un momento. I think that's a shift. Yeah, it requires a shift of repairs.
Yeah, because it got like damaged in the... It hits, blew out a tire, fucking skidded off the road. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And you don't have a car shop here. You know what I mean? And or exactly a precise spare tire. So, yeah, I mean.
Says you.
But does not need. Stanislav is Mr. Mechanic.
All right. But that means we're in the evening. And that means that's what you'll be doing for the evening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well aware.
So what's anyone else going to do?
I'm going to keep watch.
Who wants to roll me a D6 for weather?
I'm gonna get weather. This is gonna happen.
Oh my god!
You motherfucker! Kyle, stop talking. You motherfucker! I'm sitting
Kyle, what'd you roll for weather?
I rolled a 1. It begins to piss rain.
That's it. Kyle's officially the weatherman.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Damn it, Kyle.
Damn it, Kyle.
Oh, man.
Fucking pissing rain, changing a tire in the pissing rain. Yeah, awesome. Awesome.
All right, so Gordon's keeping watch. Jeremy, or Stanislav is repairing the truck. What are you doing,
Emmett? The two injured yahoos need to sleep.
Yeah. Does anybody have a better survival than D and C as far as setting up camp?
I'm a B and a D, but I mean...
He's keeping watch.
Yeah.
Right, well, I mean, we're going to need somebody to keep watch for recon, so... I'm basically anything in the intelligence category, I'm not your guy, so...
I am otherwise preoccupied.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have a B and a D, but I can't...
Right, so basically...
What's Harrison's survival?
Or recon, either one.
C and a D.
C and a D?
What's your recon?
You guys are on your own.
C and a C for recon.
C and C for recon, and then what was Gordy's recon?
C and a B.
So,
yeah, I guess Emmett can do camp in the rain.
Yeah, so Gordon's keeping watch. Someone's got to set up camp, unless you don't want to set up camp, and then everyone's going to have to make stamina rolls. And then do you want to try to make a, quote, hidden camp?
All of the above.
Okay. Yes.
So building a fire so you don't have to roll stamina checks for the hypothermia and then roll for hidden camp. So you're not automatically spotted.
So that's survival and then recon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then Harrison should probably roll it because I don't have anything in recon.
Well, does the same person have to roll it?
Yes.
Yes. I thought that's what we'd they can be like, aided by somebody else, but that means that's what they're also doing for that whole shift.
So then I could aid Harrison to do camp and camouflage camp, which I think would be our best bet to not die a second time.
Yep, yep, I'm with you. Yep, yep. Let's do it.
And then have Murphy rest or sleep while you're doing this?
Yes, Murph and the woman from the cross.
Okay.
Gordy's keeping watch. Stanislav's doing the tire. And Emmett, Harrison are making camp.
All right, so Harrison, you get a +1 on your survival roll for Emmett helping you make camp, and a +1 on the recon roll to hide it. So, survival, then recon.
2 successes on survival.
Get it,
yes.
Dan.
Yes! Right.
1 success on recon.
Yes!
Whew!
Okay.
Whew! Good job, Harrison.
That's an opposed role.
I appreciate that.
It's better than nothing.
That's true. Very true.
I mean, shit, while we're doing it. Gordy, roll me a keep and watch roll recon. +2 for your binoculars.
So I'll just change this to an A. Yeah, just 2 successes.
Okay. All right, so what does this look like? Let's go around the table. Let's start with Jeremy. What does it look like? You're fixing the tire.
Okay, so he pulls the rim off, and he sees that one of the lugs is snapped, and from the hard stop, and the tire has a puncture in it, and so he's pulling pieces of material off of the other tire. And he's using rubber cement to kind of patch it all together so that way he can get it inflated and get it working. And he's got a couple lugs on it that are a little busted up, but he's like, well, you know, I guess it'll work with 4 instead of 5. It's not great, but maybe we'll find something else farther down the road. And it's just pouring rain on him. And he's getting water in his eyes, and he's busting his knuckles, just trying to get this tire off and put it back on. And and he's got to crawl under it. And by the time it's all said and done, he's just covered with mud and muck from rolling around on the ground trying to get this truck fixed up.
Gordon.
Gordon's just wandering, kind of making a very tight perimeter circle, just staying close since it's raining, not venturing too far out because trying to keep watch in the pouring rain. So his normal aloof version of keep an eye that he normally does.
Emmett and Harrison, you guys are making camp.
And concealing it, right?
Yes, yes. That was the recon rule.
Captain Emmett, we used to do deer stands and everything when I was growing up, so let's get some of these branches and cover it up a little bit so nobody can see us from the road and clear out this little area.
Yeah, Harrison, whatever you need. We just got to make sure we can kind of hang tight for just a second. We got to give Stanislav enough time to get us up and mobile again. So we don't need anybody getting the drop on us a second time. Just please, please take your time. I know sometimes you get excited. Please just take your time. And let's make sure we're minding our P's and Q's and getting this thing set up exactly like it needs to be, please.
I'll make sure we don't get no ant hills like we have before. You won't be able to see shit from the road. I'll make it all concealed, so they can't see it.
I'm counting on you, Harrison.
I got this, Captain Emmett. I got this. I'm also gonna get some leaves and everything and make a little spot for Mr. Murphy to rest.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're putting this back in like the brush tree line area, is where we're gonna build the fire and everything, and like the little camp.
Yes.
Okay. I was actually wrong, Kyle. I need you to roll a normal recon roll now.
Cool. One success.
Okay.
After Harrison gets everything set up as far as the camp goes, Emmett's actually quite impressed with his ability, especially with the rain, and to actually be able to get a fire up and going. And Emmett just kind of comes up behind him and puts a hand on his shoulder while he's getting that last little bit of the fire going after basically disguising us and everything else. Harrison, you might just have some use for us yet. You really impressed me with this campsite. You should be mighty proud of yourself. You're becoming quite the soldier there, Harrison. So just let's keep this up and maybe not try to blow anything else up. I would appreciate it.
I do my best, Captain Emmett. I always try to do my best, just sometimes it don't work out.
This time it did, so puff out your chest and hold your head up high. We're going to hunker down here and hopefully we can get back on the road if Stanislav can get that truck back up and running.
Much obliged, Captain.
It's a quick question. You guys were all going to drink water and eat food and shit?
Yeah, and we found one canteen and two MREs with the bodies.
Right.
Two and two.
Stanislav, so while you're finishing up on the truck, you're kind of finishing up doing what you're doing, and you see Gordon kind of out there by the road near you, just kind of looking up and down the road. Scoping up and down the road with the binoculars, you know. Do you guys say anything to each other?
How's the Dyer coming?
He's coming along. She is an old girl, but she's good truck, you know. The Toyota It's a very good vehicle. Very good.
Well, thank goodness we have you for these kind of things. A mechanic is so invaluable. You know, my goodness. Oh, speaking of which, now that you got the tire, he wanted you to look at that gun. The gun over there.
Yes, the gun.
It seems like you are fixing. So,
I think that is what I do. I am very good at fixing things. I have always been good with machines. It's simple. It's like child's play, you know?
thank goodness it is your gift.
But there are some things that cannot be fixed.
Yes, indeed.
It's a mechanic's curse, you know?
Yes, you rely on yourself to be able to make everything work, and sooner or later something will not.
Yeah. There are machines, parts, pieces, engines, electronics, all easy. People is different.
Alright, if you want to do the gun, I will finish pushing the last of this and covering it up and hiding it for the evening, if you would like.
It will take more time to fix gun.
Well, best of luck to you, sir.
At some point, I will require to sleep this evening.
I will keep an eye out while you do.
You have been up very long, too, have you not?
I was resting during the driving portion, taking a peek around every now and again.
You should still sleep.
Yeah, I will at some point.
You should still look out for yourself. If you are broken, no one can fix you.
Good to know.
I will try my best, but I am better with machines.
So you finish up with the tire, Stanislav, and we're starting to head into the nighttime. Jeremy.
Sir.
Roll me a recon roll, please.
Recon?
Yep.
One success.
Okay. So you start headed to the tree line to talk to Emmett about camp or whatever, and you left Gordon back behind you, and kind of glance back over your shoulder, and remember, everybody, don't metagame this shit. You see Gordon putting some of the fuel into a canteen.
Stanislav stops, turns around, and he looks. And he kind of looks down at his breast pocket. And he just heads back to the camp. Captain Emmett, is there a place to sleep?
Yeah, I believe Harrison's got a good spot set up there by the tree line.
Have you been looking in on Mr. Murph?
Yeah, him and our female guests have both not woken up at all.
They are resting well? Good. I will check on them again before I go to sleep, but I will make sure they're okay. Is there... Who's on watch now? Gordon is on watch now up by the road. But I do not think he's slept much either. I believe he should take some time to rest. I'm not sure how the rest of you are. Harrison, have you slept very much?
No, Mr. Stan. I was driving and then made this camp. And now I ain't got much sleep, but... I can take watch for you.
Captain Emmett, I am not tactical, man, but we all do need sleep. Without sleep, work becomes difficult. People begin to see things, and it's bad for overall mental health. Yeah?
That's right, but we can't all sleep at the same time, so...
Yeah, you can. It's in the rules. You can.
No, we cannot.
Just like you can eat uncooked pork.
You can fill your canteens right downriver from a graveyard. You can do all these things.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, these are all options.
Miss Stan, I'd rather lose a little sleep than be dead.
Sometimes dying in sleep is best way, hmm?
Come on.
It's true. Yeah. But Harrison, I understand your concern, and I tell you what. You watch while I sleep, and then I wake, and then I watch while you sleep. Huh?
That sounds like a fair deal, Miss Stan. I appreciate you.
And I you, Harrison. You be careful this evening, yeah?
I'll keep lookout for you.
All right.
All right, so who's keeping watch for the evening shift? Because that's what we're going
to. Gordon offers to.
Okay. Oh, you're going to keep keeping watch for the evening?
If we get back on the road, I will just fall asleep in the back of the truck.
Okay. Are you going to leave the truck out where it was, or are you going to pull it up since that you fixed the tire?
I was pushing it back into the woods and throwing branches on it.
Also, filling up the fuel tank, a part of fixing it. Can we include siphoning out of the big tank into the little tank?
All right. Sure, but then you also have to spend like a stretch like camouflaging the vehicle too. So that's going to be a separate recon roll. Whoever's doing
it. I thought that was the whole.
I assumed it was part of the camp. I assumed it was part of the camp.
Nope. Separate roll.
Well, that sucks.
Gordon, you want to roll a recon for the truck?
Yep. Two successes from Gordon.
Okay. And it's nighttime, so you should be, well, I guess the night vision goggles, if you have those.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. We'll just count that one for the same thing. I'll just go with that. Whatever. I don't want to keep rolling. All right, so Gordon's keeping watch, and then Murphy was sleeping still. The woman that's with you, I'm assuming you guys have her in the back of the truck or in some sort of sheltered location. Stanislav, you're sleeping, right?
Yep.
Everybody else is sleeping other than Gordon, basically?
I thought we established that Harrison was going to keep watch so that Gordon could sleep, but
I
guess not.
I don't know. Gordon said he was going to keep watch, so it's up to you guys.
Harrison, did you not just get shot? You must recover. You are no good to us full of holes.
I'm kind of getting used to being shot.
For crying out loud.
They like to joke that I'm like Swiss cheese, I guess you call it.
That is one of many names they call you. That one they say to your front. Go to bed. You need to rest.
That's the one they say to your front.
Behind your back, they call you a different cheese. <That's right. laughs> Some sort of really smelly one.
Ironically, it's Gruyere.
Oh, man.
Hogshead.
You funny man, Mr. Gordo.
Just, yeah, that's fine, man. You need to look after yourself. Again, you've been injured. Just take care of yourself. I will make sure nothing bad happens around you. Look out, man. We will be fine, but not if you do not take care of yourself. One wrong move and you are, how do they say, out of the game.
All right, I get some sleep. You wake me when it's my turn.
I scream real pretty and you will wake up instantly. It's all good.
Good night, Master Gordo.
Good night, Harrison.
So at that, we cut over and we kind of pan across the camp, and those who were sleeping are sleeping. We see Gordon watching the camp, and we come over to the woman's face and we kind of zoom in, and we get those flashes again of like people in robes now, and we see them grabbing people and putting them up on these crucifixes and like tying them up there and setting one on fire. And we cut over to Murphy, who now needs to roll empathy roll twice.
Oof.
For his incapacitated by stress.
Oh, he's gonna be so fucked up. Oh,
flat empathy.
Flat empathy.
One roll and then another roll.
This is no bueno.
Oh, es muy bueno.
Oh, es muy bueno.
Empathy's not exactly his thing.
I know, it's weird, right?
First one is a no-go.
That's one fail.
It was a 5.
That was close.
And the second is a 3. Shit.
All right, so now I need you to roll me a d10. And then another d10.
Poor dude.
A 6.
Uh-huh.
And a 9.
Oh, no, that's a high. That's a really high roll.
Holy shit.
You rolled 6 and 9.
Okay, that's funny, but also terrifying.
No, also terrifying.
No, 100%. That's 100% how Murph goes down.
So Chris, I'm hoping you haven't looked at these yet, but like, I'm going to cover these real quick for Murph.
I have not.
A 6 is phobia. 1 stress each round in the same hex as the object of the phobia. I'm going to say that's related to the crucifixes.
So every time you see a cross, you're going to flip out.
Yeah. Like,
no.
That shit has fucked you up now.
So every time he sees one, he gets a point of stress?
Yes. If he's within the same hex. Like, he's like a vampire now. Within 10 meters of a crucifix, and he starts...
Does Emmett wear a cross around his neck?
Thank God you have a St. Christopher medal and not a crucifix, right?
Right.
9, on the other hand.
Oof.
And we're going to have to think about how to roleplay this accurately, though, Chris, because this is one of those, like, relatively open-ended... So there's not a lot of rules as written on it. So just remember that. Psychosis. Empathy roll. Attribute only in stressful situations. Failure triggers a violent rampage.
Okay. What?
Side note. This one is fucking perfect for Murph. Like, this is one of those times where the dice are like, oh no, it's going to be this. And it's amazing.
It's a violent rampage. So... That's where Murph's at right now.
Dude.
So he's got massive PTSD. And
oh, shit. Oh, my God. So his phobia is crucifixes. So he takes 1 stress each round.
And they can send him into a violent rampage.
Send him into a violent rampage where he's like, right. God damn. And, like, flips the shit.
And we end right there.
Actually, we pan over as everybody's sleeping. We just kind of
already cut away.
Pan over to Gordon.
What are you doing?
And
all of this is going to get
deleted.
He
yelled cut. I said cut.
I yelled cut.
I want to know what we're panning to.
Yeah, we just pan over to Gordon taking a watch, and he just kind of sits down below the tree. You see just kind of a tear come from his eye because the day, you know, he took 3 points of stress. He got hit hard from what happened today. And you just see him pull the canteen out and take a giant tug from it, and this is essentially fuel. This is harsh, but instead of like a grimace on his face, you just see a euphoria wash over him when he takes that big pull, and he just kind of stares off into the distance.